Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
trying
on
to
holiday.
Oh, I had a full-on thing that was going to link to what's
okay,
on the podcast.
Sorry, you go.
Trying to figure out what key goes into your house to unlock the door. Because sometimes you have too many.
No.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I was behind the eight ball because you
I was about to say on holidays. Because we've just been on holidays for 2 weeks.
Mm, yeah,
now we're back.
We are back, yeah. And I tell you what, absolute rip snorter of a show, wasn't it, Grace?
Where's rip snorter? I don't like that word.
Why not?
I don't know.
Rip snorter.
Well, how would you describe the show?
Great. Fantastic. What a wonderful show.
All right, thesaurus.
Google, find me words for fun.
Great. Really good.
Rip snorter. Imagine if that was in there.
Probably is.
Yeah, probably.
Stop doing that. Make me feel weird.
Oh, can you give us a can you give us a rip snort?
No, I didn't say fart.
Did you? We've been back one day and you've done a little fluffy.
No, that was me going.
So, podcast puff.
My nostril is like.
Well, yeah, podcast
flapping.
Oh,
little flappy.
Can you see it flapping?
Yeah, a little pong cast, don't you?
What? No.
Flappy Bird over here.
Oh, Flappy Bird.
Oh, remember that?
Oh, is there a podcast called Flappy to Happy or something?
Crappy
to Happy.
Crappy to Happy.
It's a Flappy to Happy is a podcast about people that were addicted to Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
Then they beat their addiction and now they're really happy
and
about
they're
it.
Happy. Yeah.
Flappy to Happy.
I'd argue that the people who were playing Happy Bird were happy.
What's it called? Happy Bird. It was called Flappy Bird.
I never played it.
Angry Birds? Oh, you mean Upset Birds?
How do you play Happy Bird? What was that
Flappy,
one?
Flappy Bird. So there was the two pipes and they were kind of.
Oh, they go through the pipes.
And you got
no,
to
it's Mario. You don't go through the pipes.
You got to
around the pipes.
Well, yeah, but there's one up, one down, so you got to go around the pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, through the maze of pipes.
You collect the fruits or something.
No fruits.
No fruits.
You tap the screen, and the bird goes up. When you tap the screen, then it falls.
Sounds like a boring game. What were people addicted to?
I was never into it. I'm addicted to a lot of games, not that one.
So, you wouldn't be part of Flappy Dabby?
No.
I was addicted to it.
Really? Mm. Are you on the podcast?
I'm the host.
Of Flappy to Happy.
Host Jimmy from the Jimmy and A Show. Welcome to Flappy to Happy, where we chat to people who've turned their lives around by becoming unaddicted to Flappy Bird.
I'm glad. Oh, the podcast is back, isn't it?
Rip snorter.
Rip snorter's back.
There's a bit on. We chat about what the team's been doing. The Google off's back for the stuff that we missed the last 2 weeks. We chat about candid photos and what is a candid photo. Pie Guys return as well. And keys, as Nace kicked things off with. How many keys are on your chain?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Grace, give us one. that was wet.
Chris, you sucked.
What are you doing? Bloody Nunu's in here.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and
Nate. Oh, yes, that's the one, Homer. Blow off the dust, Jim. Give the radio a couple of whacks, you know. Throw open the curtains. Let Monday slap you in the face because, yes, you heard correct. The boys are back in town.
Yes, the boys are back. And the girl is back as well. But technically, I didn't go anywhere. I've been in town for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But
I've been around.
You've been travelling.
Really, it's just me who's been it's been out of the state. So the boy is back in town.
But
I mean,
back.
Town being like the radio airwaves, you know? Theoretically, we're back in your radio.
A metaphorical town.
A metaphorical town, absolutely, yeah. Grace.
No, you're so right.
So, and it's good to be back.
No, it's good to have the team back together. So,
all right, raise of hands. Who put up an Instagram post saying that they're back to their 4 a.m. alarms, guys?
No, never. Catch me doing that and just...
We didn't do that.
I've always said this, and it is really big in our industry, is like people put a post up when they go on holidays going, so good to turn this alarm off. By the way, I didn't do that. So Monday morning, my alarm went off at 4 a.m. and I was like, what the? So that was annoying. But yes, and then people who then go, oh, got to turn the alarm back on. And Nath, you and I have been saying this from day dot that we didn't like it. But then we found the other day, we did a deep dive on your personal Instagram.
I've done it before.
But it wasn't for radio, it was for when you work on the boats.
When I worked on the ferries for the morning commute, I was like, oh, hashtag back to this life, FML. 4 a.m. alarm. So I've never done it for radio, but I used to, all the ferry guys listening at the moment who are doing the new Belle Reve ferry, they're going, oh, damn, Nate knows. It gets a hard life on the boats, mate.
No.
Hard life.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess they're real jobs. Ours aren't.
So they're not.
Put that stuff up, but.
Yeah, well, ours are definitely not real jobs. I don't know how you can tell because one of us had a Sunday sesh last night before
I did not.
The day back.
You did.
Then why did you
went to Botanica.
I didn't even say who, and you piped up.
I did not.
You did. You went to Botanica.
I did, but I forgot that it was like a Sunday sesh thing. I was like, let's just go have a nice little dinner. They've got $12 palmies there.
How many drinks did you have?
I had one drink. I had a nice cocktail.
You were about
with
to say you didn't have one.
I didn't, and then I was like, no, I did have one, but I was driving. I was being responsible.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. Sunday sesh.
It wasn't a Sunday sesh. It was a Sunday get-together.
No, she deserved it, because Saturday night I was texting her, and she was like, I'm sitting at home by myself watching Grey's Anatomy.
It was a wild weekend.
She drank more that night than last night.
Yes, Nathan, we're back. Round of applause. Not for us, just saying thank
you. Not for us for managing to come back from holidays.
No, just our boss for having us come back. Yeah. I'm always worried that, you know, it's
pull the plug.
Lose our job. Yeah, I really do. Imposter syndrome, I think it's called, producer Grace.
I don't think it is in that.
Okay, no good.
We're back on. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Cool. Just go.
Yeah, I believe it's called imposter syndrome. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not.
Good to have you
close,
back.
But no.
When people ask me, why don't you hang out with Grace on your holidays? That's why.
I just don't want you to go and embarrass yourself by using the
word. Well, we're on live radio, the ship sailed. Yeah. Just say yes.
Mate, God, there was some embarrassment there, wasn't there?
Just say yes. Anyway.
Make it be known 9 minutes into the show.
So, you know what? Okay, so we were going to quickly talk about what we've all been up to, but we all were separate. We were all doing different things. But one thing that does happen is when, especially when I'm out after a few drinks, people ask, what are producer Grace and Nath like really like? Yeah. They want to know.
Well, that's called imposter syndrome. No,
it certainly is, Nate.
Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, see?
Thanks for not, thanks for not embarrassing me. So like, the mics are off, then you give me the feedback.
You idiot. people ask what you really like, and I say you're both awful. I'm kidding. You know, I FaceTime both of you. I'm like, you're chatting to my weird friends. But what have you been up to? What's been happening?
Went to WA, got back into the state Saturday. Can I tell you, WA, beautiful part of the world.
It looks beautiful.
I think it's my second favourite city. I think it might be my second favourite city.
Behind Hobes.
Launceston, weirdly. No. Hobart number one, obviously, Tassie. Perth, beautiful part of the world. I'll tell you what, though, they could tell very quickly that I was a Tasmanian. Went out to a little place called Rottnest Island, which is where the quokkas are, which are very, very beautiful.
Yeah, very
beautiful Australian mammal. Very cute. And
is that right, Grace?
Sorry.
Yeah, they're marsupials.
Yeah, is that, yeah, great.
Marsupials.
Sure, I was nervous. Sure. As soon as I said it, looked straight out again. Is that correct? And the water was 18 degrees, which for us, 18 degrees is like, that's like a sauna. Well, like, beautiful. So me and my partner, Meg, we were swimming, and all these people were standing on the coastline going, you guys are mad. It is freezing cold. Why are you in the water? And I was like, what temperature do you get in the water for? Oh, nothing less than 25. I was like, 25 degrees is a boiling hot summer day out of the water.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was nice. It was nice to get into some warm weather.
Well, it's nice now. Like, I mean, when 2 weeks ago when we went away, it wasn't light. I know we're going to lose this in a week when daylight savings kicks in. But producer Grace, you went caravanning?
Yeah, I went camping around the state, went up to the northwest and came down the east coast. It was beautiful, but I'm never, ever going camping again.
Yeah, you were so excited to go on this little camping trip as well. You're like, we're going to get a van and we're going to drive around Tasmania.
I want to be honest, I never said anything to you, but you didn't strike me as someone who would enjoy camping.
No.
But I didn't want to, you going on holidays and I go, hey, I think you're going to have an awful time. So I was just like, I hope you and Diana have a great time.
I thought at least you would have got like some sort of bougie van so it's more glamping.
It wasn't bougie enough.
I don't think it couldn't be bougie enough.
Unless Grace, it was Mac camping. One on wheels.
It was cold. It was wet. The bed was uncomfortable. You had to clean all the time because it was such a small space. Yeah, we actually came home early, but after we stayed at a couple of Airbnbs. We did. We were parking in the driveway of Airbnbs.
So you had the livable van parked at the front of an Airbnb.
Yeah.
So technically you had two accommodations.
Yeah.
You could have sublet it.
I guess. Could have.
I guess if you and Diana, your partner, got into a fight, you both had somewhere to stay.
Somewhere to stay, yeah. She got the van, obviously. I got to stay.
And Jim, you punted around town wine up the East Coast.
Yeah, went to the Great Eastern Wine Week, which was so much fun. Went mountain biking in St. Helens, which is probably my highlight. So I'd love to go back with you because they kept, you know what it's like. Anywhere I went, they were like, where's Nath?
We should get a van and go up there.
Don't do it.
Well, at least you know producer Grace won't come with us.
Are you feeling lucky? Punks, go ahead. Get your fingers ready, boys. It's time for the Google Off.
Here's how it works. I will give you a question. You need to Google as quickly as you can to find the answer. Names are your buzzers. As soon as you buzz in, you do need to take your fingers off your keyboards. You can scroll, but you cannot click on anything to find the answer. It is best of three, and today we are doing the Things We Missed edition, big moments in the last 2 weeks that we might have missed. Are we ready for question one?
Certainly.
Do you remember how it goes?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Didn't even have to Google it.
How good was that?
Question number one. Nicki Minaj caused a social media frenzy after tweeting that the COVID vaccine had caused her cousin's friend's testicles to swell up, which then led to a statement from the Minister of Health in Trinidad and Tobago, who called her story inaccurate and a waste of time. Who is the Minister of Health in Trinidad and Tobago?
Nath.
Oh, no.
I forgot my biggest flaw with Google Off is typing.
I'll be honest, when Grace said that, I went, I reckon you'll stuff up here. So I'll just take my time.
I really did, because I wrote, who is the Minister Healthy Renanda?
And it's come up with Greg Hunt for some reason.
Yeah, which would be weird if Greg Hunt was the Minister for Health in Australia and also Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, it would be weird.
Can scroll, but I doubt I'm going to get the answer here, so I don't...
Would you like to just lock in an answer?
Trinidad.
Name your favourite Trinidad and Tobago member of Parliament.
Minister, I'm going to go with Stephen Jackson.
That is incorrect. Jimmy, would you like to lock something in?
The Honourable Minister of Health is Terence De La Singh?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but yes, that's who it is. Yes.
Well done.
Congratulations.
Definitely not Greg Hunt.
No. One point.
Stephen Jackson.
Imagine if I got it.
I would be very impressed.
I reckon we would have ended the Google Off forever.
That we could never do it again.
We could never do that again. No. All right.
All right, question number two in the Things
You
Missed.
Just to confirm there as well, your vaccine doesn't make your testicles.
Oh, no. He said that's completely false. We've had no reports of that, and it sounds like something else is going on.
Yeah.
That's all right.
babe, it's from the vaccine.
Some serious underlying health conditions. Get it checked out. It's not causing that.
Yeah.
All right.
I swear it's a vaccine, babe. Where were you on Saturday?
Question number two of the Things We Missed edition of the Google Off. Season three of The Masked Singer Australia kicked off last week. Who was unmasked as the volcano in the first episode? If Jimmy gets this,
Nath.
He has won. Nath, you have locked in. Would you like to give me the answer?
Yes. After his performance of The Proclaimers, I'm going to be, was Vinnie Jones.
That is correct.
Who's Vinnie Jones?
He is...
soccer.
Isn't he an actor?
So he played professionally in England.
Yeah,
played
that's
for Chelsea,
right.
My team at one stage, but then went into acting.
Got it.
Bit of everything.
Anything we'd know?
For being... anything in that you know.
From Vinnie Jones, anything that he was in?
He was known for being angry on the pitch.
All right, okay.
And he plays bad angry.
Angry Vinnie.
Angry right. Birds.
We should do
that. That was Triple M. That was Dave Noonan.
We should do a segment.
Question number three. Whoever gets this question of the Google Off has won for our first week back the Things We Missed.
God,
edition.
There's a lot of snow on the mountain.
Go back.
Focus.
Sorry.
Very well.
My computer is also facing the mountain, and I didn't realise that this morning, so check it out, guys.
Question number three. Sad news. The 2021 Hobart Christmas pageant will sadly not go ahead due to COVID-19 restrictions. What date was the 2021 Hobart Christmas pageant supposed to be held on?
Oh, God.
Whoever gets this one wins. Nath, I can see a computer screen and you are struggling.
No, Jimmy.
I got in there.
Nath did get in there first.
But did I get in there correctly? I've written what data? What was the 2021 Chrisma spagent supposed to be?
Can we make that a thing as well? You have to read out what you've typed. Because I typed... What date was the 2021 Christmas pageant supposed to be held on?
Yeah, normally it's going to be
mine. You haven't specified Hobart, though.
I know, and so I'm in trouble here.
You know what's even worse?
I know.
Mine doesn't make sense in terms of words, and I forgot the word Hobart. So
I've got Adelaide's date.
Okay, I'm just going to lock in the same as Adelaide's date. Be funny if it was the same, 13th of November.
No.
Ooh.
Jimmy, would you like to give me an answer?
Yeah, I'm scrolling.
He's forgotten Hobart too, so I doubt he'll get the answer.
You can guess, though.
19th of November.
No.
17th of November.
No.
20th of November.
No.
Is it November?
Yes.
10th.
No.
First one to get it.
No.
8th. 6th.
No.
5th.
13.
No.
14. 15. 16. 17.
No, 16. 17.
Jim, a Hobart mother. Has made the finals, get this, of a national photo competition for an accidental candid snap she took of her young daughter whilst walking along beautiful Kingston Beach. Round of applause. Love this when it comes around accidentally. I'll show you the photo there. Her name, Kate Wolfe, the mother. She's been listed as a finalist in the Next Door Love Your Neighbourhood competition, which essentially asked entrants to submit a photo showcasing what their neighbourhood meant to them. And essentially what she did was she was just walking with her daughter on Kingston Beach. There was a rainbow. Her daughter was running and she took a snap, sent it in, and she's now a finalist, a national finalist, which is absolutely huge.
Is that a candid photo, though?
Well, I mean, the photo, to describe the photo, it's her daughter. It's Mrs. Wolfe's daughter running along the beach. But she is smiling at the camera. She's looking at the camera, isn't she?
For me, a candid photo is the person that you're taking the photo of doesn't know what's happening.
Doesn't know. Yeah. Or at least is acting like they don't know. Because let's be honest, a lot of the time we know.
If you're acting like you don't
know. I'll look away. Just because you're looking at the horizon doesn't mean you don't know that there's a photo being taken.
Everyone put your phones down. We're going to go around the table and do a little video. Cheers your glass, you go.
Yeah, oh my God. And hold up the knife and fork.
And then as soon as the video's done, we'll all just go back to being on our phones and scrolling.
Absolutely. So I don't know. I mean,
I don't feel. Look,
you don't think it's candid.
It's a wonderful photo. Mm. It deserves to be a national finalist. I think it's phenomenal.
Beautiful photo.
I just feel like it's.
You just don't think it's that. You reckon potentially they had a few cracks at this photo? Maybe.
She's running towards the camera. I don't know. Yeah, there's a rainbow in the back. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, the rainbow knew it was getting its photo taken as well because it looks awesome.
Well, I just mean the angles as well. Like, everything's in the right position. Everything's
You know, it could have been a fluke. That's what she says.
No, you're
absolute
right.
Fluke.
I don't want to, you're right.
But things we'll never know, will we?
No.
Unless we get her on, Mrs. Wolfe on, and we go, hey, was it actually candid or was
but
it not?
She's going to say yes.
Well, of course she is. Unless she came on, she goes, you've asked her the hard question.
Got me.
No, it wasn't.
You got me, Jimmy.
Was not expecting this question, but we wish her all the best. Hopefully she takes it out.
Love
her
to win.
Kingston Beach, beautiful beach as well. And I tell you what an awesome photo. But here's what I wanted to do. Now, this morning off air, I've challenged the three of us, you, Jim, me, and producer Grace, to take a candid photo. A candid photo of the other two people. So Jimmy to take a photo of Nathan Grace and so on and so forth. And essentially, I want Hobart to judge who has the best candid photo. Now, all three photos have been taken. And if you want to be a part of it, head to our Instagram right now, Jim. I believe you've put it up. It's up there.
All three are there. You can vote. So, just click on the one that you think is the best candid photo.
Now, up next, producer Grace is going to come in here as well and we'll describe our photos. But there is one thing I do want to say, if I can quickly. Now, obviously, you're the master of the socials. So you've put it together and there's a little voting thing on there. You've covered up my photo. You've covered half my photo with the voting box.
A couple of things. So I am the master of socials. If you see any videos, see anything, I've edited, I put them together.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
My job.
Yep.
Nath pushes the buttons. Mm. Dings and whistles, okay. Nath. Videos.
There we go.
Boom.
Oof.
He's on today.
Talented.
So I did. I yours is the worst. And also, I covered up half your photo. You can't even see me anyway.
Yeah, because you've been so candid.
The microphone arm in the studio is covering my... You don't even know who that is. That could be anyone. So, and then Grace, you can kind of see, so I left her in there.
Yeah.
I originally had the box over Grace's face. Because then you would have...
How dare you?
No, but I mean, like, it would have been funny then because Nate's photo, see, it's not about you.
I just feel like you're sabotaging my photo.
And then also, if you do... Because we were talking about as a team, how should you put up the questionnaire? Mm. I put up a questionnaire on Instagram, which when you put that up, there needs to be a correct answer.
Yeah, sure.
Jimmy's is the correct answer. I know, if you click Jimmy, it comes up green.
Yeah. Probably. I know, because I voted for yours, but now I wish I bloody didn't.
Oh, mine is... Arguably, mine's the best.
Well, you don't know because you can't see mine.
No, because you're laughing, looking down. Grace looks cute. I think it's a great photo.
Vote for mine, guys. It's on Instagram at Jimmy Nath. We're going to describe our photos next. But we need your votes. Who has the best candid photo? Jimmy Nath, producer Grace, head to our Instagram right now to get involved. But, Jim, we were just talking about a Hobart mother who's made the finals of a national photo competition for what she's calling an accidental candid snap. She took of her young daughter running along Kingston Beach. It's a great looking photo. There's a rainbow in the background. Kingston Beach, beautiful part of the world.
Have you seen the photo?
I haven't
Grace?
Seen the photo, no.
There it is. There's a photo. There you go.
Is it candid?
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Okay. Because, yeah. Jim, you reckon it's not that candid.
Oh, it's a phenomenal photo. It's one of the best photos I've ever seen. Just, you know, it's the Mona Lisa of photos.
Because you were talking about how she's like running and smiling at the camera, the kid in the photo. Mm. I think she's just running and the mum's just snapped a photo.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just everything. Rainbow in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just everything
she didn't
timed
plan
up.
Plan the rainbow.
Well, we don't know that. Who knows? Let's put it in post. on paint. MS Paint. You just get the three colours and draw them.
Three.
Well, there's a how many colours in a rainbow?
Seven.
Oh, seven. Sorry, rainbow expert here.
Just so you know, Hobart, if Nate posts a photo of three coloured rainbow, it's photoshopped on paint.
Done on paint. Here's what I did. I've put a little challenge to the team, a little candid photo challenge. And this morning, I've challenged us all to put up a photo of the other two people on our Instagram. And I've asked Hobart to vote. Now, it's up there right now at Jimmy Nath. You can get on there and vote. But, Jim, all three photos are up there right now.
Yeah.
Little bit disappointed because you've put the voting box over half of my photo, which is...
Well, look, to be fair, it's on half of my photo as well. It's the equal amount of...
Yeah, but, like, you can't see you...
You can't see me anyway.
Yeah, but it was
like, mine and my
thing. Because it was so candid. But they're on there. And Grace, you can describe your photo first.
So my photo, you didn't really give me an opportunity to be candid because both of you stood and posed for the photo. But I did try and
wild allegations.
I did try and take like a kind of very quick snap. So it is quite blurry. Jimmy's looking off into the distance. He's got a hat and glasses on. Nate's got some kind of weird.
Jimmy's wearing glasses.
Jimmy's the one with glasses.
So candid.
You asked me to describe it. I'm describing the photo.
If you're wondering which one Jimmy is.
Hat and the glasses.
Do you know how many people say, so which one is Jimmy?
No, but it sounded like you were like, I put them on for the photo. So Jimmy's there with it. He's got the hat and the glasses on.
I'm imagining the fake glasses with the nose.
I know. All right, she's getting a photo of me trying to put the glasses in that.
I'm describing the photo. They're new glasses too. They look
nice. Thank you. Shout out Bailey Nelson.
Yeah, love those people. Yeah, they gave you the fake glasses that you were in the photo, which is lovely.
I said to him, I was like, I'm a big deal. No.
Jim, would you like to describe your photo?
Oh, is Grace done?
Yes, I don't even care anymore.
You didn't even describe Nate. This is Jimmy's glasses.
Oh, I did. You spoke over it.
Mm. Oh, Jesus. Nate's got the eyebrows and head.
Thick neck.
Wearing a thick neck. Oh, thick boy.
Oh.
I was saying something real funny. Can't remember what it was. Because, you know, I'm a big believer in the fake laugh for a photo.
Yeah, you love a fake laugh.
But this one was genuine. I did get both of you. And I think you both look lovely. Nate's laughing and looking down. Grace is looking at the camera. Mm. But she's laughing quite hysterically. Thought you looked quite cute there. And I sort of got the studio as well.
Yours arguably definitely the best.
No.
I'll have to describe mine because you can't see half of it.
Mine's covered the same amount.
So mine is Grace kind of looking up to the top right-hand corner.
Why is he taking you so high? Grace looks like...
Because it's candid, bro.
And what candid means?
And you can't see Jimmy, but he's working hard on his computer. Yes, the microphone is covering most of his face, but he's there. I promise you he's there. So
look, I put it up so people can vote. Would you like to know where it currently sits?
Yeah, okay.
Because it's only been up for a little bit.
Do you want a drum roll or anything? Or?
Well. Jimmy wins.
Okay. Yeah.
Currently I have 44 votes.
44?
44
That's
votes.
A huge amount of votes.
Producer Grace is coming in second
Ooh.
With 23.
23 votes.
And Nath with 21.
That's close.
21 votes.
You're only two votes
really?
Behind Grace, yeah.
See, I just needed to put a fake rainbow behind it. I reckon it would have taken... The Hit
Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate. Oh, this is not a drill, Hobart. After two long, treacherous weeks, of course, your boys are back in town.
Yeah, we're back, guys. We miss you. It was a long 2 weeks.
It was too long.
It was so long that, in fact, I got a little bored last week and I came in on Thursday. I played Alpha Bucks.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Well, we've told you, you can't play. Stop trying to call, stop trying to enter.
So I was with Ben, and Ben's like, I'll let you ask questions. And I'm like, no, mate. It's not this week.
No. I'm playing.
You ask. I write things down.
It's not your thing. It's not your shtick.
No. So, yeah, I was here for Alpha Bucks last week.
Well,
so.
we're stoked to be back. Stoked to be back. I'll tell you what, 2 weeks too long. You know what I mean?
We missed each other. No, it's all right. The right amount of time.
Just need a day off next time. Just recharge the batteries.
No. 2 weeks.
You know what?
Let's
start working Sundays.
Stop. Because our boss will...
Okay, Saturdays then.
No,
sorry.
Stop. We used to stop.
We used to. Yeah. Didn't we?
So. It's good to be back.
I need a break.
I need a break from you and this.
Let's do this. My State Bank. The human way to bank.
$100.9 million. Alpha Bucks
Millionaire. Alpha Bucks. Yeah, that's right. A guaranteed $1 million that one listener will win. If you want to be part of it, very simple. Sign up for free to the listener app. Search for your boys, Jimmy and Nate. Fill out the competition entry form. We'll give you a buzz. 8 a.m. Monday morning, where you will be playing for $1,000. You win that, we send you over to Million Dollar Day with Carrie and Tommy, where you play for a guaranteed $1 million. We've already got a couple of Tassie contestants in the running so far, which is awesome. Hopefully, we can add another person from Brighton. G'day, Craig. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Going all right, Craigie. $1 million. Obviously, a lot of cheese. What would you spend that money on?
Oh, mate, I'd pay off the mortgage first, probably buy another British Bulldog and probably an epic honeymoon after I get married.
Nice.
When are you getting married, Craigie?
Not till January 23.
23, okay.
Okay, a bit of time. That's good. You said another British Bulldog. How many have you got?
Mate, we've only got the one at the moment. He's a bit of a handful, so maybe getting one might calm him down a bit.
Yeah, friend.
They say that, don't they? Yeah. How much does a British Bulldog go for, Craig?
Oh, I might need to win Alpha Bucks about, you know, a handful of times.
Okay, not cheap.
Definitely, yeah. Doesn't need $1,000, needs the million.
Yeah, right. All right, Craig, let's see if we can win you $1,000, send you over to play for a mil, and you can buy, I don't know, maybe one British Bulldog. I don't know how much they go for. All right, Craig, today your letter is M, as in M for mother. Your 30-second starts into the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Craig from Brighton, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Craig, your first question, beginning with M. Name something in a zoo.
Monkey.
An ocean animal.
Pass.
An appliance.
Microwave.
Something soft.
Marshmallow.
A Britney Spears song.
Pass.
A famous actor.
Pass.
A country.
Macedonia.
A former Australian Prime Minister.
Malcolm Turnbull.
A brand of makeup.
Maybelline.
Musical instrument.
Maracas.
Ocean animal.
Manatee.
Yeah, manatee.
I would have given you that, yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to?
No, it was after the... No.
Jeez, the old mate's still there, isn't he?
Yeah, the old rule master.
You know what I mean? You did well, Craig. You only missed out on a Britney Beer.
Britney Beer song for your Britney Beers after the show today. I'm going to start using that.
I'm getting on the Britney Beers.
Craig, you meet Jimmy for your Britney Beers after the show. What do you reckon?
Yeah, mate, where are we going?
Ah, wherever, mate, wherever.
What's over now?
Not your shout, though. He didn't win. So.
No, he's got $50.
Oh,
thanks to
My State
Bank.
You got $50. $50 thanks to My State Bank, the human way to bank. How's that sound?
Yeah, perfect. Thanks, guys.
Mate, that is all yours. Congratulations. Of course, another chance tomorrow. Download the listener app, search for your boys, Jimmy and Nate. Fill out the competition entry form. You could be playing for $1,000 and then $1 million. Imagine how many Britney Beers. I love that, by the way, Britney Beers.
Oh, I did on purpose. It was not a stumble.
Everything we do on this show is done with pure intent.
Oh, all the good stuff I do is live. Yeah, it is. When have I been useful in a planning meeting?
No, you're so right. No, all the good stuff you do is live. All the bad stuff you do is live. So
everything I do is live. I don't actually work after the show finished.
Jimmy and Nath are back, but they're not the only people who are back.
No, we're back, and so are the Pie Guys. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. Give it to me, Jimmy.
Hobart says, from the Pie Guys.
Yeah, the boys are back. Hey, we're the Pie Guys.
Hey, guys. Jimmy and Nath, thanks for letting us in, because the Pie Guys are here. We're taking over your radio.
Yeah, Pie Guys. Jimmy and Nath have had enough. They've done 2 and a bit
Should we
hours.
Do voices?
And
I realise we don't do voices for the Pie Guys. People might think that because we sound very similar to Jimmy and Nath. Of course, we're not. We're the Pie Guys.
Yeah, we're James and Nathan, the Pie Guys.
Yeah, of course. I didn't know we had names. I thought we were just the Pie Guys.
Okay, we just be the Pie Guys.
Should have spoken about it.
Look, if you're new to the show, because I was telling a few people about this on my holidays, because I also had holidays the same time Jimmy and Nathan.
Talking about the show off when you're on holidays.
It's getting so confusing. Sorry, guys, we are the Pie Guys.
Yeah. Grace also just wrote through, please no voices.
It's me. I'm a Pie Guy.
Hello.
Nah, look, it's us. I was chatting to people during the break because we didn't do this last year. So you may be listening to the show and you go, ooh, what are the Pie Guys? So a couple of years ago, Nathan and I have been doing it for a few years where we go out on grand final day. We try to hit as many parties as we can and we bring you hot pies.
Hot pies.
Thanks to our friends at National Pies.
Yeah, of course.
So we're going to hit as many parties as we can this Saturday. So what we need from you, Hobart, 131060, give us a call and tell us, are you having a grand final party this weekend?
Mm-hmm. And of course, do you like pies?
Yeah, that's a big one as well.
That's a big one. You've got to be having a party, which I think we discussed needs to be more than five. Is that what we discussed? Because it can't just be you and mum sitting at home.
And I think the thing is, a lot of people don't know yet what exactly they're doing. You know, it's Hobart, last minute people. But you can have an idea.
Yeah. You can have it. Maybe if you get a visit from the Pie Guys, they might get you over the line.
Yeah. If we're going to, because we're not locking anything in yet, but we want to chat to as many people because we do want to hit as many parties as we can this Saturday.
And hot pies, as you said, from National Pies, of course, baked fresh daily in Hobart. They're going to be loaded into the hit van as we hit as many parties as we can. But you've got to jump on the phones. 131060. Are you having an AFL grand final party? And even more important, do you want free hot pies? You know what I mean?
Or are you going to a party?
Oh, you're going? Well, that's a good one. You can nominate other people's parties. Yeah. That's fine.
Friends of yours having a party and you want us to come along too, 131060.
Maybe you got a note in your letterbox saying, hey, next door's having a party. You're not invited. Just wanted to let you know. You know, some people do that as a courtesy.
Yeah. But if you're not invited and you get that, it's not fun, is it?
No, it's not. I hated it. We used to live next door to this big party house. And remember we got a thing in the letterbox going, hey, we're just going to have a small party. It wasn't a small party. And we didn't get invited.
How about this? I lived in a place once and I got a letterbox drop saying, hey, we're having a big party this weekend. Here's 2 tickets to the movies if you'd like to maybe not be at home while it's on. And you
stop
can go
to- it. 2 tickets to the movies? You know, I would have gone around to every other letterbox, taken all the movie tickets. Taking all my friends.
Oh,
missed opportunity.
Yeah, genius.
Of course. All right, 131060, jump on the phones right now if you're having an AFL grand final party. You want a free pies? You want free pies and a visit from the Pie Guys? Jump on the phone. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis. Give it to me, Jimmy.
Hobart says, from the Pie Guys.
Oh, there he is.
One job.
Press the buttons.
Yes, look, the Pie Guys are back. If you didn't know who the Pie Guys are, it's Nathan and I. We just love footy and we love hot pies. So this AFL Grand Final day, we didn't get to do it last year because of COVID. We're very disappointed. It's one of our favourite things
we love. It's a favourite thing on the calendar.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So we're going to hit as many Grand Final parties as we can this weekend. Yes, we will come to your house, to your party, and not just that. We're not going to come empty-handed. We're going to bring a box of favourites.
Yeah, no, we're not. No, we're bringing Tassie's favourite national pies, baked fresh daily in Hobart.
You didn't let me finish. Favourites. Pies.
Yeah, that's what they go by. Favourites, national pies.
Oh, you know,
pies.
National pies, the tag.
Yeah.
National pies. Eat them.
Yeah, that's their favourite line that they go with. Yeah, national pies, get them in ya. That's the old slogan.
We are going to try and get to as many. We need to figure out some... logistics because the first bounce is at 7:15 this weekend. It's a bit later than usual.
We might just keep pushing through to hit more parties. Who knows?
I think that could be fun.
Yeah, of course it would.
But, yeah, let's chat to some people potentially getting a visit.
All week, 13:10:60, of course. But you can still go to hit.com.au and you can register there if you don't get through on the phones. But let's go to Chantelle from Glebe. Chantelle, are you having an AFL grand final party?
It's a very small party.
It's all right. That's right. How many people we got, Chantelle?
Just six.
Six.
Six is a party.
And you know what? Six is just enough. You know what I mean? Because we it needs to be more than five, is what we said. So six absolutely counts. Who's coming to your party, Chantelle?
So it's just my husband and I and our kids.
Oh, it's family. So you've got a big family.
Yeah.
Nice.
So four kids and you and your husband.
Yep.
Okay. Well done figuring that out, Jim. Detective. I'm on Sherlock
over here. I'm on fire this
morning. Chantelle, the big question to you as well. Do you like hot pies?
We love National Pies.
Bang. Well, you are in the running for a visit from the pie guys, okay?
That'd be great.
Well done, Chantelle. All right, let's go to Hayley. Hayley from Kingston. Hayley, you having a grand final party?
Yeah, I am at my fiance's house.
And why are you laughing? Does your fiance not know?
I'm very awkward. Sorry.
Why do you keep laughing? You're very awkward, are you?
Sorry. Let's start again. Yes, I'm having a party at my fiance's house. Well, he is. Not me, because it's not my house, but...
So your fiance is having a party that you're going to?
Yes.
Hayley, have you already started partying? What's going on, mate? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You nervous or something?
Yeah, just a bit.
That's right. Okay, so how many people are going to be at this party?
Probably around 10.
10?
He has a lot of friends.
There's a lot of friends.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right. Hayley, you're not the awkward one at the party, are you? If we give you a visit, are you going to be weird?
No.
Okay. No.
No, she's going to be weird.
All right, Hayley, you know, I'm going to put you in the running, okay, to get a visit and get some free pies.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good on you, Hayley. Emily from Isle Beach. Emily, you having an AFL grand final party?
Yeah, we're heading to a friend's place for a party.
Okay, nice. How many people are going to be there, Em?
We've got two families and the in-laws are probably about 12.
Nice 12. One.
Good size party.
Okay, all a fan of hot pies, Em?
Love hot pies.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he got the team there, which is good.
Okay. Hi, Jimmy and I.
Oh, hello. Hi. Who's that?
Harper.
How are you, Harper?
Good.
Do you like hot pies?
Yes.
Do you like the footy?
Yes.
Do you like Jimmy and Ace?
Doesn't even watch it.
Yes. Harper, I'm going to put you on the phone with Hayley from Kingston. She's going to... Good on you, Em. You're in the running. You and the party in the running for some hot pies, okay?
Thank you.
Good on you, Em. All right, let's go to Handy Andy from Signet. Hello, Handy Andy.
Hey, give us your pies! I want hot pies! On steak and onion, on curry, on everything!
Yeah.
Give us a pie!
Why are you so angry? What's wrong, Handy? Are you all right?
I'm having pie withdrawals.
Pie withdrawals. No, I've been there.
Yeah, have you?
Steak and onion.
Steak and onion's your favourite, is it, Handy Andy?
Oh, it's one of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, what are you up to this morning, big guy?
I'm sorting through the rubbish.
I didn't get that. It's Happy Monday, guys. Jim, we're back. We're pumped. 2.5 hours through the show, and it's been good. It's been good to be back. Too long off.
Yeah.
Yeah, to recharge the old batteries.
It's been good. No, it's good.
It's been very good. Look, we had her on the show. We spoke to her. We love her. Tassie and Australia's golden girl, of course. Swimming superstar, Ariane Titmus. Well, she has officially been given the keys to Launceston in a ceremony last week, and a huge round of applause to Arnie. Of course, you can head to our Instagram at Jimmy Nay. You can check out a little video we did with her, a game you came up with last minute called Radar Boxel. Of course, after her amazing coach, Dean Boxel, and his celebration after her first gold medal, we had a crack at recreating that. You can go check that out. Also, you can go download the listener app, search Jimmy Nath. You can listen to the whole chat there.
Yeah, no. It's also, I think, on Instagram highlights. Swipe up or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you figure it out. hundreds of people, they gathered in Launceston Civic Square
to watch as the 21-year-old received the keys to Lonnie, the youngest person ever to receive the honour, which is awesome. Titmus said it was incredible to see the support for her in Tassie, and the Launceston Mayor, Albert Van Zetten, he said her achievements were simply outstanding.
Yeah.
Very true.
First woman to receive key Launceston as well.
Very making exciting. History. Yeah.
And she celebrated by doing a broadcast at Harvey Norman with Chili.
Very exciting, yeah. And as she got handed the key, Dean Boxer was celebrating on the...
in the betting section, Harvey Norman, yeah. Shaking the bed frame.
We've spoken about getting the keys to the city many times. Quite confusing. They don't actually unlock anything. It's more symbolic. This particular key was on a, what's it called? On the placard? On a, like, had a, it was framed. Almost framed. Framed.
Okay.
Framed but not framed.
You got a photo for me?
No, we just, you hate when I bring you photos. It's like a photo on it. What's it called, Producer Grace? You know the one where they have a photo, it's on a placard behind it? Like piece of wood.
Pluck.
That's what I'm looking for. Pluck. I have had 2 weeks off.
Piece of wood. I know what you
mean. On a piece of wood. Yeah, you know what I mean? But it got me thinking, and one thing that I've been noticing a lot lately is keys. Car keys on chain. So especially when we have guests in the studio, of course, they drive in, you've got your keys there, and they leave them on the table, is how many keys people have on their keychains. Like, it's something we haven't discussed on the show, but sometimes people have way too many. You know what I mean? Sometimes people have it attached to their belt, and they've got up to, like, 10, 15 keys jiggling around the whole time. It's like they're, you know, when you lose your cat and you put a bell on them so you can find them all the time. It's, like, easily found. Like, you've only, how many keys have you got?
One key.
Yeah, just a single key.
Well, I mean, if you want to know what's on my, I have my car key.
Mm.
I have my house key.
Okay, two keys.
Well, I mean, your car key's not really a key, though, is it?
Well, no, it is. It's a key. Called a car key.
But I never use the key feature.
You don't use the key feature.
Because you've got an unlock. Wait,
don't you have to, how do you start your car? Don't you put it in?
So right.
What do you mean?
Use no key. It's been a long 2 weeks.
This is gotten how keys work.
No, but I mean, like, you don't get into your car.
13, 10, 6, did you not know how a key works?
No, but I don't use it to get into the car, is what I'm saying.
No, you don't.
I don't open a door.
Yeah.
I start the car.
You still use the key.
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah, of course it's different, but you still use the key.
Not to get in the car, don't.
Yeah, I know, of course you don't.
I'm right, but technicality.
But you could.
I could.
Yeah, you could. So two keys is the answer to the question. We took a while to get to.
And then, well, what is a key?
Shut up.
No, because I've got my Anytime Fitness.
Well, that's called a key fob.
So, is that a key?
So technically, you have... Because do you have your pass to get into our work building as well?
No.
You don't have that.
So I didn't get the key one like you did.
Oh, what have you got?
A little...
Retina scanner.
No, the card that goes in your wallet.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So you've got... So technically, I mean...
So is that a key?
Is a key fob... I mean, Producer Grace, is a key fob a key? I'm going to say
yes and no.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
okay.
Thanks. Thanks.
Why would you be so cryptic?
Get off the fence. Is a key... Yes and no.
It unlocks things, but it's not...
Oh, we know what it
unlocks.
How many keys have you got on your keychain, not including key fobs?
Okay, so I've got my car key, which, as discussed, has a key part.
Sorry, do you use it to start your car?
Yeah, the ignition.
No, but you don't use it to unlock
your car.
That's
unlocking the journey.
Yeah.
Jesus. I have my house key. I don't know what this key does. And I have a small skeleton key, which unlocks my bedroom.
So you have a lock on your bedroom?
Yeah, just if we have pet sitters looking after our house and we put the stuff we don't want drunk or stolen in our bedroom.
Yeah, right. Okay, there you go. So you've got a few keys.
How many is that in total?
Four. And then a key fob.
Key fob.
Well, but is
yeah, but it's a key fob. Okay.
How many you got?
I think I've got three.
Where are your keys?
Well, they're outside. I don't have them.
Sorry, so you bring this to the show.
Yeah.
And you forgot. Don't bring your own keys.
Well, because I thought we've had enough key chat between you two. I thought, do we need to go through? Do you want me to go get mine?
Yeah.
Grace, can you go get mine? I think they're on the desk.
To go get him. Yes, Grace,
well,
go get
him. Stay and push the buttons. You know what I mean? Like, what happens if we go off air? I think I'm guessing. I've got my. I can hear her running with the keys outside.
That's a cat we got.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, so I've got the sound bit here. I've got my car key, which we found out does start your car.
No, I didn't argue that. I'm just saying I don't use the key to get in.
I've got two. I've only got two. I've got this and a house key. House key. That's it. Just two keys.
Two keys, yeah.
And I've got a lot of little. I've got a bottle opener. I've got an
F45. No, we didn't ask
you. Nah, sorry, we're adding bits. All right. 13 1060. Jump on the phones right now. How many keys are on your chain? Not including key fobs. We are not including key fobs. Mm. How many keys have you got on your chain? Do you only have a few? Do you have heaps? Jim, we just asked the question. 13 1060. How many keys are on your chain? How many keys are on your chain? We established I've only got two, car key and a house key. You've got, how many have you got again?
Two.
Car
key, house key.
And producer Grace has got like five. Four or five. Four. Yeah, not including key fobs.
Not counting key fobs, just keys.
Yeah, because the reason I brought it up is because I've seen a lot of people recently, and I don't know why, with a lot of keys, especially people that come in here, and some people have even got their keys attached to their belt. And we're talking, like, I've seen someone with like 15, 20 keys on there,
which is just too many keys.
You know, what are you possible? What do you do? Do you own garages? Like one of those lock boxes?
Well, if you owned that, then that'd be acceptable. Like if you were if you owned a bunch of keys.
You know, if you own 20 garages, I guess it would make sense, wouldn't it?
If you're like a security worker, you'd need a bunch of keys because you'd go check on all the different places.
Yeah, you're so right. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
So unless it's part of your industry.
I'm just saying for your own house, why do you need a back door key?
Yeah, you don't. Why are you going in the back door? Oh. I realise. You're right, mate.
It's fine. It's good to be back. I miss you.
We loved you guys. Tioni from Claremont. Hi, Tioni. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you?
Good, Tioni. How many keys are on your chain?
I've only got four.
Only got four? Okay. Well, I mean, four is a lot more than us.
Yeah, what keys are they?
So, one's for my car, one's for my house, and I think the other two are for, like, the screen door, maybe the back door.
Hang on, So, you've got keys on your chain, you don't know what they open?
I'm pretty sure they're for the screen door, but I'm not.
But you don't use it.
You don't use it?
No, I don't use them. I've never used them.
Take them off it, Tioni. Isn't it annoying?
I know, but I'm scared I'm going to lose them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's if fair. Someone finds them, they don't know what they're for because you don't even know. Joe from Margate. Joe, how many keys are on your chain?
I've got seven.
Seven?
Okay.
You own a series of garages. Joe, what are they for?
Right. Fancy man over here.
No, I've got my car key, my husband's car key, and then a house key, and then my brother's, my dad's, and my mum's house, a key for each of those, so you can go in and get food when you want. Uh-huh. And then I've got one key that I absolutely have no idea that it's been there for about 10 years, but, yeah, you just can't get rid of it. You'll remember one day.
So you have a mystery key as well?
Yep.
Maybe the question should have been, do you have a mystery key? You know what I mean?
Well, do you have any idea what it might be for, Joe?
Probably an ex-boyfriend from 15 years ago, maybe, or something. No idea.
You think he would have asked for that back? Does he know you're broken up, Joe? He's waiting for you to come back.
Oh, she's got the key. She'll come back home.
I'm soon. She left in 2010. Paige from Dodgers Ferry. Paige, how many keys have you got? And also, do you have a mystery key?
Well, I only have two, actually, but my husband, he has so many, I can't even count. He's got, like, five shed keys, he's got three cars, he's got a motorbike.
Jesus.
And they're all on the same chain, the same thing?
Yep.
So can you hear him coming from, like, kilometres away because of the chinking?
Yeah, well, if we go somewhere in my car, he'll, like, leave his keys in my car because he doesn't want to put them in his pocket. They're that big.
So annoying.
Yeah, I feel like that's it.
Did you say he's got five shed keys?
Yeah, we've got like two garden sheds, then we've got a big shed with a roller door and then another door, and it's just too confusing.
Jeez, you're doing it right, Pat.
Must be nice. You've got Paige's house.
Five sheds. Jeez, get lost on the estate in Dodgers Ferry. Where's
give your keys to the driver. Just park it in front of the garage.
Got a key concierge, probably. Oh. All right, Wes from Force to wrap things up. Wes, how many keys are on your chain? Do you have a mystery key?
10. Yeah, and I've got a mystery key too. I've got no idea what it's for.
Okay, so you've got 10 keys. Wow, what are they for, Wes?
Cars, sheds, houses, locker key for work.
Wes, are you locked in one of your shed at the moment? For some reason, have you dropped your phone or something? We can't hear you, Wes.
Heaps of keys.
There we go.
So what's the mystery key? What do you think it's for?
I think it's for my old locker when I worked doing my apprenticeship 10 years ago.
Well, I think you're in there now, so try it now.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.